"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the air from 1 until 4 every day. And then after 4 o'clock, you miss something? You can listen to the John and Ken on demand podcast on the iHeart app. Listen to it in its entirety.
Here, a reminder that in 2 days, the Moist Line is coming back. Leave your messages through the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, we're going to go back and talk about fentanyl and how the state of California just doesn't seem to want to do anything about the problems caused by fentanyl, and more specifically, fentanyl poisoning, which is a good way to put it because many people are dying not intending to take fentanyl. They're taking some other type of opioid, but it's laced with fentanyl, and in some cases, they die from the poisoning, from fentanyl. Alexandra's Law is what we're talking about again. It has been rejected at least 4 times in 3 years by the Democrat-led public safety committees in Sacramento. They refuse to do anything about this problem. Alexandra's Law goes after the dealers. Basically, it's like the drunk driving thing. You do it again, we can come after you with homicide charges. That just does not fly in Sacramento. So, the story now is that it might possibly be up to the voters to decide. We're going to bring back to the show Matt Capiluto, whose daughter, and the bill is named after her, Alexandra, died from fentanyl poisoning back in 2020, and he's made it his mission with a lot of hard work the last few years to get something like this into law in California.
Matt, welcome back again. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. My daughter passed away in 2019. So we've been battling this for 4 years now, and our legislature refuses to do anything about it. I want to point out that California leads the nation in fentanyl deaths, and we do not have a single law that holds these death dealers accountable.
Explain how you're going to get this on the ballot, because the legislature is going to have to approve that this referendum makes the ballot. If they don't want to pass the law itself, why are they going to pass this referendum for us to vote on?
Well, the argument is let the voters decide. If these representatives say they represent the people, well, then let the people decide on this. And I think it's important, although people are learning about Alexandra's Law, I need to point out just how it works. People think we have laws already in place to hold drug dealers accountable for deaths, and we really don't. Prosecutors are left with this overwhelming burden in order to hold a dealer accountable to prove that the drug dealer knew what they were selling could actually result in someone's death. And that's a very hard burden to actually prove. So what our bill does, it's actually very, very simple. If someone is convicted of manufacturing or selling fentanyl, they're going to receive a warning letting them know that if they don't stop and someone dies as a result of their continued action, they can be charged with murder. And that warning would be kept on file. And in the event of a subsequent conviction where somebody has died, now prosecutors can prove that evidence that this person did indeed know what they were doing was dangerous and could result in somebody's death. So it's just a warning. Adhere to the warning, and there's nothing to worry about. And we know that it would dissuade many dealers from stop selling fentanyl. And if it doesn't, at least prosecutors now have the tool in place to lock up the repeat offenders.
Now, when we talked about this with you several times in the last year or two, there are quite a few Democrats in Sacramento who support this bill. It just can't get past the public safety committees.
That's correct. And that's why we're taking it to the people. You know, until I was thrown into this, I didn't know how it all worked. And I'm going to guess still the majority of Californians don't understand that the bills, before they can be voted on by the full Senate or full assembly, they have to pass through these much smaller committees. And it only takes a couple of them to kill a bill and keep the floor from voting on.
And the committees are stacked with fanatics. That's where the crazy people are. And that's by design, because this allows most of the senators and most of the assembly people to say, hey, Matt, we'd love to pass your bill. Sure, we would. It's got to come out of committee. They know the committees are never going to pass anything through. It's been many years since they've passed something through that would toughen any criminal penalties on any issue. They know this. And that's what's galling to me. Is there running a guy like you around in circles saying, hey, Matt, if it was up to us, we'd pass it? No, it's not, because the leadership could replace the current members of the Assembly Public Safety Committee and the Senate Public Safety Committee with normal people. Instead, they let the crazy people rule. And that's why I'm skeptical. Are they really going to have, is there going to be enough votes to get this on the ballot?
You know, the reality is this. They're not going to be able to continue to do that. More and more people are dying. More constituents of these radical people that keep killing us are dying. And the fact is we're not going away. And they are starting to feel the pressure from this. So, again, the argument is, hey, they can have their own beliefs, but let the people decide on this. Recent polling shows that the vast majority of Californians indeed wants to hold these death dealers, these fentanyl dealers, accountable. So let the people weigh in on it.
So here's the deal. It's known as ACA 12. It's a constitutional amendment. It's going to have to get a 2/3 vote in the state assembly and the Senate to be put on the ballot. Do you think that can happen?
You know, as John, for all the reasons John just explained, it's going to be a challenge. But with the fact that so many people are dying now and this problem is not getting any better, I think if it doesn't happen this year, whether it's through the constitutional amendment or next year through an actual bill, we are eventually going to get this passed. The sad part is that many people are going to continue to die before then, and fentanyl dealers are going to continue getting away with murder. But, you know, we fight the good fight.
You have to. But, you know, what's really good about all your appearances on our show is it gives us all a chance to explain to everybody listening why this is constantly vetoed in the legislature. Why do they do this? And why can't it get through? And it's because the public safety committees in both the Senate and the Assembly are stacked with the biggest lunatics in both houses, absolute pro-criminal lunatics who are totally without any compassion and sensitivity and reason for the victims and the victims' families. And they're just atrocious human beings. Absolutely atrocious human beings. And it's on the leadership, the Democratic leadership in the Assembly and the Senate, to clear out these committees and put normal people on them. And I just hope that, you know, this pushes the whole process along a little more, because this can't go on.
Matt, would there ever be a chance you'd have to do with signature collecting to put this on the ballot?
You know, there is an organization that is trying to do just that, that faces challenges itself. You know, you have to raise millions of dollars, and it's a very challenging process in itself to collect the number of signatures necessary. And this is another thing that the leaders of our state are doing. They're making a ballot initiative more and more difficult because they realize that's the people's way of actually getting something done. So what do? They make that process even more and more difficult.
I imagine you've been following in Washington, D.C. Apparently there's a federal bill to deal with fentanyl dealers. Have you been following that?
There's been several pieces of legislation proposed federally, and it's hard to keep track on all of them these days. You know, it's great that all this is being brought forward, but nonetheless, the reality is there's nothing's being implemented fast enough. And we just hit another record 12 months of fentanyl-related deaths, and it's not trending in a good direction.
You have any idea what Governor Newsom thinks of this?
Well, ironically, not Governor Newsom himself, but I recently reached out to our Attorney General, Rob Bonta, trying to get a meeting with him. And, of course, he was appointed originally by Governor Newsom. And I ended up meeting with a couple of his staff members just a couple of days ago. We are trying to get Rob Bonta to come out in support of Alexandra's law. But so far, we haven't been successful in that.
Yeah. Yeah, because he thinks that Ron DeSantis' illegal immigrant flights are more important than teenagers dying of fentanyl overdose. All right. Well, listen, if you need any help from us to publicize this, if you ever get a signature gathering operation going, we'll certainly help you with that as well. So just keep in contact with us. Let us know about progress or when you run into any more walls.
You guys have been great. If I could say one last thing, we are actually there's a group of fathers that is going to be assembling in front of Attorney General Rob Bonta's Los Angeles office Friday, June 16th from 10:30 to 12:30 to bring light to this situation and continue to try to get him to come out in support of it, of Alexandra's law.
All right, that's June 16th.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Matt, for coming on again. Appreciate all your hard work.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
That's Matt Capiluto, whose daughter Alexandra died from fentanyl poisoning back in 2019, and he's made it really his life's mission now for a couple of years to get something passed in California to come down harder on dealers of poisonous fentanyl. We'll talk more when we come back. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
If you've seen this video, it doesn't really matter because you're going to want to watch it 100 times anyway. That's what we've done.
An angry passenger on a United Airlines flight had to be restrained after it looked like he punched a flight attendant.
I should have posted this on my Instagram.
A suspect walks into a liquor store armed with an assault rifle, but the store owner is ready. Even though he's 80 years old, he has the reflexes of a teenager and opens fire.
He's a survivor! He's a survivor! He's a survivor!
Rough night for at least a driver. That's because he tried to switch seats with his dog after being pulled over on suspicion of DUI.
A nudist colony got upset because the post office refused to deliver mail inside their community.
An elementary school principal in West Virginia getting the absolute startle of a lifetime, a much too close for comfort, face-to-face look at a wild animal, and all caught on camera.
We turn now to a Southwest passenger's outburst over a crying baby.
In this latest social media fad, teenagers are putting detergent pods in their mouths and posting the videos online.
I should have posted this on my Instagram.
After scouring the world's social media for the story that has people worked up staring at the same video over and over, arguing with coworkers and family about it, all while sharing it with everyone. Here's John and Ken with today's viral news.
Oh, it's a good one. Wow. John and Ken show on KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. I wanted to sneak this story in while the vegan was still around. Now, it's a case of, is this real or is it staged? There are doubters. However, it comes from a 36-year-old woman by the name of Corina Stanhope, who lives in British Columbia, which I guess, John, there may be fires up there. I don't know.
Yes.
Canada's really burning. That's one of the big stories today, by the way, with the bad air all over eastern and northern parts of the United States. But this has nothing to do with that. Apparently, she lives kind of in an area of wilderness. And one day while she was out enjoying the garden on her property, she came across a deer carcass. Well, this bothered her. So to keep an eye on the area to see what was going on, she set up surveillance. And to her shock and surprise, it actually was her father who started to look at the surveillance footage one day, and he couldn't believe what he was seeing. The deer carcass was still out there, but the video picked up two women dressed as witches eating the deer.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Scantily clad women.
They
two scantily clad witches.
That's what some believe this is. She says here that he said, hey, you got naked people on the camera. It was actually your grandfather. And I said, no, you don't. So he showed me. And about 10 minutes after sunset, this is when the footage picked this up. You can't tell from the photos, but the deer's hoof was brought right up to the woman's mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if she was kissing it, smelling it, or eating it. But to touch a decaying carcass makes me feel sick. The amount of bacteria that must have been on there.
They were eating it raw?
She's not sure if they were eating it or just it was some sort of ritual. They were honoring it, or she said maybe they were paying their respects. But she said they were pretty much naked. Although John's right, they're kind of scantily clad, like really loose clothing. I'm looking at some of the pictures.
Which clothing?
I thought I saw like a robe or something loose on one of the women.
I'm just kidding.
They have very long black hair. It's two women. They almost look identical. Someone made a joke. It's the Kardashians.
Yeah, that fits.
After she posted it online, social media erupted. As I said, the story went viral, but a lot of people think it's a prank. Others think it must be some sort of satanic ritual that they were engaging in to... I don't think this woman made this up. I don't think there's any... There's no reports yet that she's made up the story, but maybe what we're seeing in these photos and video is not really what happened, or you know, maybe there's some kind of other story behind this.
You know, it's always hard to tell with anything these days with video and photos because you don't know what a setup is, or you don't know if it's some kind of deep fake, you know, some kind of prank. It's really hard to tell.
Yeah, I know. Now, they're being described in other news stories as topless women. But do you think they look naked in the pictures, or others are calling them semi-naked?
Hold on. I gotta look at the... I saw the...
This story got a lot of coverage. This story got a lot of coverage.
Now, they weren't the ones that killed it, right?
No. Again, the woman, Deborah, found the deer carcass there, set up the security cameras, and I don't know how many days later, when they were looking at the footage, they saw these two women. I think they came by after she found the dead deer.
They do look naked, yeah.
They're definitely topless.
Definitely topless. And
One of them seems to have something around her waist. Very like
maybe some underwear?
Almost a G-string kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like a loincloth.
But you can't see their faces. They just have...
No, they have such long hair, and it's draped all over their faces and the sides of their heads. You can't really see.
They do look like witches.
Maybe they're saying they're paying their respects.
I'm thinking they were out in the woods doing their little ritual. Was it, John, called forest bathing? And then when they saw the carcass, they were just overcome with, wow. And maybe we can get more in touch with the earth and the world by touching or eating the carcass.
They could have been chanting. It could have been some kind of, witch's ceremony.
Got to be a sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think they killed it. She already had the deer carcass. Or maybe they killed it previous.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
She had the deer carcass on her garden. Maybe she set up the surveillance camera to see what maybe killed the deer so she could figure out how to help the wildlife, you see.
No, they might have killed it, and then they came back to do their ritual.
Who sets up cameras on a carcass instead of just calling animal control to get it removed?
These people?
Well, she thinks that maybe there was a predator or something. She wanted to see what was going on, and they had killed the deer.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, she said she thought they were wearing wigs. They look so weird.
That is crazy hair.
Yeah. It is really long, dark, crazy hair, like witch hair.
She
was concerned that they might... Oh, yeah, she's concerned with them messing with my horses at night. My horses get spooked and unnerved. That's another reason why she set up the surveillance camera.
So I'm looking.
She thinks they may have been on drugs.
I'm looking at one of the British newspapers, who said there's rumors around town that a cult collects animal bones.
Ah, there you go.
Some people have mentioned it since I posted the photos. A friend said they came across two people in the woods carrying some dead squirrels.
Oh, wow.
So this could be a couple of witches who are dealing with sacrifices here. Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
I mean, that stuff does go on. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy out there. And the woods are a good place if you want to do your witch worship.
I think somebody needs to go and bring some sage and do some smudging around
You're right on the border.
Poor animal.
Drive out the bad spirits.
Yes, yeah. The bad juju.
Deborah is a good witch. She wants to drive out the bad witches.
She's Glinda.
Yeah, that's right. She has her own special sage.
She comes, the good vegan witch.
The good vegan witch.
There we go.
She comes in, and the little ball is like an avocado color. Oh, actually, it was green, that. Right? Wasn't the Wizard of Oz
that
green?
A children's book. Deborah, the good vegan witch.
I want the proceeds if you're going to write that.
You put that book in the schools, there'll be protesters like there were in Glendale last night. All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Go ahead.
Well, you can listen to us live on the radio till 4 o'clock. And if you're just tuning in now, you're thinking, oh my God, I missed a lot of the show. Yes, you did. Well, after 4 o'clock, it's posted on the iHeart app, John and Ken on demand, the podcast. So get with it. Catch up.
We'll be playing Moistline calls during this hour in 2 days. So we're collecting messages, whatever it is you want to tell everybody. It could be played over the mighty KFI airwaves and the downloads, use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon. Call this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, we followed this story on and off for some time now. It's in the category of former Los Angeles Mayor Yoga Pants. Eric Garcetti lingered on the line to be the next ambassador to India for quite some time. He finally got the nomination through the United States Senate, and I think he's actually living there now. We don't hear anything, and that's probably for the best. The other one whose nomination is hanging in the wind is a woman by the name of Julie Hsu, probably far less known to even many Californians than Garcetti. She was California's labor secretary, and she presided over two big debacles, the Employment Development Unemployment Money $30 billion ripoff, and also the attack on independent contractors, the bill known as AB5. Well, she is Biden's nominee to be the United States labor secretary. And the latest is, it ain't happening. Just like with Garcetti, at the moment, there does not appear to be enough votes in the U.S. Senate to confirm her nomination. It's the usual senators, Joe Manchin, Mark Kelly of Arizona, John Tester of Montana, Kirsten Sinema, the independent from Arizona, all apparently seem to be undecided on the nomination. Some are saying things like, well, we don't know enough about her yet. We need to look more into her background.
That's a dodge. They've heard everything. She is not just incompetent, which would be bad enough, but frequently incompetent people get promoted. She's destructive. I mean, when you give away $30 billion of tax money by allowing obvious fraud, by refusing, absolutely refusing to do any security checks on all these unemployment applications. And then the real damaging stuff is her role in going after independent contractors and destroying their livelihoods.
She's a big backer of AB5.
Yeah, yes. She's dangerous.
This is why some believe if she becomes U.S. Labor Secretary, there'll be a move to do this on a national basis.
Yeah.
Same thing.
She ruins people's lives by restricting the ability of independent contractors to earn a living.
She was confirmed as deputy labor secretary. The vote was 50-47 by party lines. So as you can see, that's not enough. We got to get 51, right?
Well, because deputy
Kamala Harris could break the tie, right?
A deputy secretary can't do that much damage.
They
just implement whatever the labor secretary wants as policy. But now when you're in charge of the policy, now you could start doing some damage. And she's destructive and damaging. You could find another left-wing Democrat who doesn't have the horrific record of this Julie Hsu. I mean, she had. And again, another one from the Newsom machine.
Yeah.
Another.
Clunker. Yeah, I think he appointed her as Labor Secretary.
Yes.
Brought up. The deal now is that they want to move on her nomination before they take a big leave of absence that begins at the end of July and lasts until September. So if they don't get the votes they need to have her approved as labor secretary by the end of next month, there might be a call for somebody else to be nominated. It says here that several are on the fence because they're up for re-election next year, although I can't believe that this could be made a campaign issue that strongly by an opponent.
There's absolutely no one who cares who the labor secretary is. Nobody votes on it. No. I don't know what this is about. You know, sometimes I figure that there's inside information that people have that they don't want to publicize, and that's what's affecting their vote.
Yeah,
but they want to talk about it. There might be more to her scandals and her incompetence than we even know.
Many are urging her nomination because she's the daughter of Chinese immigrants.
Who cares?
Because that's the kind of nonsense that matters.
No, enough. Enough with the ethnic stuff. No more ethnic, no more racial, no more sexual. Competence only.
Let's see.
Sorry, this is a competence only zone from now on. Zero tolerance on anything else being used.
Apparently, there's been efforts by labor organizations, some of these ethnic caucuses, but it says here in this story, none of these efforts have had any measurable. She needs to hire a lobbyist like Garcetti did. Remember, Garcetti's parents hired a lobbyist for him to walk around?
Yeah, he didn't have the money to do it. Mommy and daddy had to spend their money.
How did he get money? He was on the LA County DA.
He had no money. That's what I'm saying.
Gil Garcetti.
Oh, Gil?
Yeah, where did he get money? Selling his photographs or paintings, whatever he does?
Maybe an investigation into that. That's a good idea.
Oh, we finally found a new route to investigate.
Yeah, he emptied out his government pension.
Unless Garcetti's mother did something with money. I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't think anybody in the family has done anything useful.
And now this, the Biden White House still has confidence in the nomination. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on for 10 more minutes, and then you can hear Tim Conway. And later on, you could also pick up whatever you missed on our show on the John and Ken on Demand podcast on the iHeart app.
Well, this survey released by the Cato Institute, I guess they were asking people questions about the whole digital currency world. One thing they found out, a third of 29% of people, I have to read this twice to believe it, people ages 18 to 29 support, quote, the government installing surveillance cameras in every household. The idea is to reduce domestic violence, abuse, and other illegal activity.
Yeah.
You telling me if I walk up to an 18 to 29-year-old, one out of three is going to tell me they support cameras in your house?
Well, if you
by
ask...
By the government?
If you ask them, you'd say, hey, are you bothered by the government having cameras in your house? And I guess a third of the people under age 30 would say, yeah, I guess. I have nothing to hide.
That's usually what about drugs?
There is, and this must be indoctrination from high schools and colleges, is that you trust the government. The government needs to control these things.
Even 14% of the general population said yes to that. I find that even unbelievable. I thought this would come out zero.
Me too.
Zero.
Yes.
Why
Me
would
too.
Anybody agree to have the government put surveillance systems into their home? I can't imagine that.
So this is frightening. I don't know how. The under 33%
of African Americans and 25% of Hispanics approved.
Do some people not understand the premise here?
Is it what you said, that they just trust government more and think that the private sector is what's evil in the country and capitalism and everything? And
I don't know what this is. I don't know. It needs further research as to why they'd be comfortable with a government camera inside. But the way it was worded was, you know, this would be able to track domestic abuse.
Oh, you think it was a push question?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think if you ask them just... And
but
I don't
any
know,
idiot would see through that question and know, well, wait a minute, you're going to see more than domestic abuse if you're peeking in everybody's home.
Well, maybe 30% are idiots. I don't know what it is. There seems to be this great trust in government.
Or did they think maybe it's only going to be like guys who got convicted and then they're out on parole? We can put a camera in the house and make sure they don't do this again. Did they twist that in their minds to that? Or did they really realize that this would be, you know, not that anyone, we don't have enough resources for the government to put cameras in all our homes. But
I mean, here's the question. It's from the Cato Institute, which is a libertarian think tank. Yeah. The government installing surveillance cameras in every household in order to, quote, reduce domestic violence, abuse, and other illegal activity. And it's 29% of those adults under the age of 30.
The survey did not ask if they would support the surveillance cameras even in their bedrooms. But that's where domestic violence could happen. We have to be serious about that if we're going to consider this idea.
Yeah, the guy from the National Review said, you know, maybe it's not that shocking because when they instituted all those COVID restrictions at the colleges, most of the students went along with it. It's like, oh, we have to stay in our rooms for the next year and a half. Oh, okay.
But that's different than being surveilled. That's creepy.
Yeah, but it was. But it was. Yes, it is. But it's still.
And you can always say, "Yeah, I'm not going to stay in my room. I got to go get something," and nobody's going to enforce it. But if they've got a camera on your room, I mean,
it's starting. You start to trust government orders. You see, I always worry about incrementalism. that if the government gets away by grabbing a little piece of territory, right, you give them 10 yards, they're going to go for the next 10 yards and the next 10 yards after that. And people, what's the word you always use? People get normalized to the situation. They go, oh, I guess the government, yeah, really ought to be in charge of, like, well, you know, what I do.
If we can arrest more people for beating up their wives and girlfriends, sure. I'm in support of that. But what about a camera in your home? Well, you know, that's the price I have to pay, right?
Yeah, the price I have to pay. I mean, look what people put up with at the airport to go through insane, stupid, and useless TSA security routines.
What kills me, though, if this is really about, I mean, if they phrase the question like crimes like domestic violence, there's often this crowd, especially the younger crowd, that doesn't really like prison, jail, or any punishment for the actual domestic abusers. But they're okay with cameras in there to perhaps catch them mm-hmm. for something they won't punish them for.
Well,
this is why it just boggles my mind.
I don't know. I think it's a sign of something very disturbing.
Very disturbing.
All right, Conway's
here. You're on to that. You're involved in looking up the very disturbing.
I know, because I look for little signs of bad things to happen, and much of the time we're right. All right, Conway.
Hey now, we have Blake Trolley coming on with us. They cleared out a huge, huge homeless encampment in Venice, which means now that all the other areas of L.A. are going to have to pick up the slack, you know, because they're going to...
They got to move somewhere.
They're going to be moving. They're on the move. And so they're coming to the Valley.
Well, there weren't that many interested in housing.
That's right.
I think they only got 12 out of 30.
You know, I think housing's overrated myself. There's a lot comes with it. A lot of bills, a lot of to-dos. You know, those guys are just, they sleep and they have drugs and drinks.
Part of you is envious of that, right?
I would love it, man. If there wasn't a stigma attached to it, I'd be on Venice myself.
There's one guy that wants to live off the grid, it's you.
That's right.
Oh, I'd be next to you.
Yeah, you wake up every day.
Oh, John, too, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, you just got to deal with, the, you know, your neighbor who's a little off. And as long as that guy's cool, you got to be.
Right.
Then we have a New York, New York. They a city so nice, they named it twice, but you can't breathe twice.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. That is
that
horrible.
Smoke.
Some of those photos, the video of it is astonishing.
It looks like Mars. And fortunately, Sharon Bellio, our producer, her first trip to New York in 12 years will be tomorrow.
Oh, no. Yeah. Postponed.
She'll enjoy that.
Because it could take another day or two, I think, before it's going to clear out.
They're not letting any planes take off out of LaGuardia. So it's a bad deal.
Then you can't land either?
No, I don't think you can do anything. I think you've got to go somewhere else. That's what you got to do. The Iron Sheik died. You know what the Iron Sheik is in wrestling? I bet, Ken, you're a big wrestling fan now.
No, ask Eric, not me.
John, were you a big wrestling guy?
No. Ray is, I think.
Is that right?
But he's not.
I think Ray follows. Ray follows every sport.
All right,
any weird kind.
Yeah, he called himself the KFI Sheik for a while. I think in honor of the Iron Sheik. I think. Sheik. I don't know. And then we have a $1.4 million Mega Millions winning ticket sold at a Torrance gas station. So somebody's got some dough.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
All right.
Ding dong. Big
it's
money.
It's Wednesday. Come on.
Grosher has the news. Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.